This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Friday, October the 10th. The gates are open at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair. They open up today at 11. They'll open up Saturday at 11, and then Sunday, the final day, they open up at 1. For a full schedule of events or to purchase tickets online, visit the website at columbuscountyfair.com. Tickets are $8. Bryson Benjamin Johnston, age 22, faces charges of second and third degree sexual exploitation of a minor. The Wyville man was arrested after authorities found images of an adult engaged in sex acts with young children in Johnston's possession, according to warrants. He was held under $25,000 secured bond. Wyville police is investigating the case. A Wyville area man was jailed after he was found naked in a ditch off Seven Creeks Highway on October 5th. Troy Edward Atkins, age 54, was charged with misdemeanor indecent exposure, intoxicated and disruptive behavior, and speeding from a charge from Chabern. He told deputies that snakes were biting him. Atkins was arrested after being evaluated at Columbus Regional. Deputies and prison officials are investigating after a drone was spotted flying over Columbus Correctional Tuesday morning. The drone was spotted around 7 a.m. Drones are often used to make drops for contraband on prison grounds. Officials said there was no sign that this drone had made a delivery. See all these stories at columbuscountynews.com for more. Three people narrowly escaped injury Thursday night after they struck a bear on Sam Potts Highway in Hallsboro. The road was blocked for more than an hour near Dollar General and at the middle school. Highway Patrol, Hallsboro firefighters, Wyville, and Lake Waccamaw EMS responded. The bear was the third killed on roads in the Hallsboro area this year. While we will miss the worst of the storm, a coastal low-pressure system is expected to bring rain and high winds to the area through the weekend. This is not a tropical storm, folks, so calm down. The weather should begin moving in tonight. Catch meteorologist Christopher Cawley's weather updates on our webpage and on Facebook for the most accurate local forecast. Wyville City Council on Tuesday will consider two changes to streets in the city. On the agenda is a request to lower the speed limit on Madison Street from Soul Swamp to Love Mill. The council is also being asked to consider eliminating street-side parking on Franklin Street from Walter to Main. World Singing Day is coming up April 18th at Lake Waccamaw. Participants need only show up at the depot at 11 a.m. World Singing Day is taking place in 24 nations and 42 locations in the U.S. Lake Waccamaw is the only place hosting the event in North and South Carolina. The day before World Singing Day, the Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque next Friday at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome. There will be a small reception afterwards. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City is having a fish plate sale on October 17th. Plates are $10 each. All proceeds go to the church. Contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.